You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Own your grandkids. Don't say any bad words.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll try.
Right? Okay. Because then that'll put, okay, you know, as if the grandkids may hear this. And we hope that doesn't happen.
I got that.
Okay. All right.
No. I don't do that in front of them. No.
I didn't think
just,
so.
You know, this is just ridiculous. So, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely it is. You have a child who, that was a divorce? Is that what it is? Or is that asking too much information? Like with your daughter, she's divorcing or has been divorced.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two young kids and then a big dog, 150 plus pounds.
Big old dog.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband has said no over and over again to letting them move back in. And you're calling him today to say you're very serious about them moving back. In fact, if he doesn't allow it, you will go with them.
Yeah. That's okay. What I'm saying.
Okay. All right. You sure you want to do this, too? You know, the legalities of this. You supplied the phone number to us, and you're not doing this for, like, tickets to an event or anything. You want to do this yourself. No one talked you into it, correct?
Oh, my God, y'all. Listen, this is about my kids.
Okay. All right, here we go. As soon as he answers, talk to him just as though I understand he's on his way to work or something. Make it sound as normal as you can, and then once it kind of gets out of hand, we'll also let him know he's on the radio, okay?
All right, now.
All right. Oh, heart's in the right place. It really is. His is not, though. No. I'm paraphrasing what the text said.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I can't now.
Oh, okay.
Hello, this is Jake.
Hey, honey, how you doing? I just need to talk to you for a quick minute.
Oh, baby, can it wait? I'm about to walk in the huddle house.
No, this is a real important thing, and it won't take a long time.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Just tell me how much it's going to cost.
Well, it's going to cost a hell of a lot more if you don't get your head out of your, you know, behind. And let your daughter and the grandbabies come home while they need a place to stay. That's what's going to happen.
Baby, this conversation again, I already told you no. Having this conversation one more time after we already made a decision, it's not more important than my breakfast.
What? Well, let me tell you something now. Here's the deal. Either Riley and the babies, you let them come on home, or I'm moving out and I'm going to get a place with them. That's what I'm going to do.
What the hell is it? Is that some kind of threat?
Oh, hell no. Ain't no threat. That's a promise. Jake, I'm promising you that's going to happen.
Oh, okay. Look, I love you and all, but I'll believe that's more than big empty talk when I see it.
Well, you'll learn to believe it when you come home and I'll be gone this weekend. So, you know, you're going to keep on acting like a goober, then you'll find out on your own.
Shoot, baby, you really mean it, don't you?
I don't think I stuttered. Did you hear me stutter? You need me to repeat it?
No, baby. Okay. Hang on. Let's talk about this for a minute. Just, why?
No, you know what, honey? Don't worry about it. You said breakfast is more important. So you go ahead and feed your face and eat, and I'm going to hang up now. So you guys go ahead and talk to him, or you can hang up because now, you know, I...
I don't
Who the hell is on the line with you, baby? Who the hell is you guys? What the hell's going on?
It's actually the Rise guys. Close. Good morning, Jake. We're live on the radio right now. We're a morning show. Heard all over the Southeast. Mm-hmm. And so don't say any bad words.
It's too bad Huddle House don't have that corned beef hash no more.
You might turn around and go home now. This is live on the radio. This is a thing we do called Truth and Consequences, where we allow listeners or mutual friends of to call in and call somebody live on the radio and tell them something of great seriousness or confess something. So that's what she told us. She will leave you.
Mm-hmm. Can I cut your tongue, honey? You can't speak up now.
Jake, you still there? Fat boy, is he on?
Jake, you want to say something else before you get hung up on?
He ain't there.
Call him back.
Jake!
Hold on, we'll call him back. I believe he hung up. Hold on 1 second. We'll try to call him back.
Yep. We can get one more shot.
Can I ask man, it doesn't need to be asked. I just want to get him back on the phone. Then I'll ask. Okay. All right, Fat Boy's having a tough time today. I mean, not him himself, just with the stuff going on here. While we get him back on, you did a good job with not cussing. I noticed at one point you called him a goober. That probably would have been like a dickhead in real life. So you did good there.
Very good there.
But there again, I just said it. Mm. Secondly, what was the other thing you said? I'm giving you good compliments and keeping you. Hold on, the fat boy. He's agreed to come back on.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Jake.
Hello.
Hey. All right. Did you? Hey, we're back on the radio. We're live on the radio right now. So.
Look, baby. Can we talk when I get home and see what we can work out? Like, I don't know why we gotta bring. I don't know
the Rise guys. The Rise guys.
Okay, the Rise. I don't know why we gotta bring the Rise guys into this, baby.
Rise. Rise guys.
Mm-hmm. So what you saying?
I'm saying, let's talk when I get home and see what we can work out. I gotta go. I love you.
Okay, so he did hang up again.
Yeah, that time he's done.
I see now.
I wonder if you think he's still going to get Huddle House or no.
I don't know, but you don't sound.
That I love you said it all. That I love you said it all.
What's
you
happening?
Back down like a little wilted flower. You said, I love you, and so, you know,
yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. My baby's coming home.
Ah, okay. Well, I mean, you know his reaction, obviously, more than I would.
Yeah, she's reading into that, I guess, because from experience.
Yeah.
Because they've been together longer.
You don't want me to go and take the kids. He'll be fine.
Yeah. But is it going to be the same now, though? Yeah.
And about it predicting the future.
Well, I know. Well, Nostradamus did.
Take care of this problem right now.
I know.
You know, yeah. Riley's like distressed. And Riley's distressed. The kids distressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Block up this hole right now. That's where
your daughter probably don't want to be there forever either.
Oh no, she don't.
Okay,
but you need to play sometimes for a little while.
Will there be like that? See, that's the way I think you could handle it with him. Mm-hmm. Say, listen, we'll put a time limit on it. You know, like I don't know what you want to say. 6 months. Is that too much? 3 months, something like that. At least if they can get us on her feet, because she probably doesn't want it near as much as either. I mean, everybody loves each other, but, you know, to be each other, you know, back living together again when you're an adult, it's not fun.
It's going to be tight. Nobody want to do that. So, you know.
Nobody's got time for it. That's right. All right. I would love to find out what happens with this. Will you promise that you'll come on and give us an update on this?
Sure enough, I thank y'all for helping too, because I think y'all's the reason why he backed down.
No, he knew he was on the radio. It wasn't anything we did. I just think that maybe he just
right, but that's y'all, because we on the radio, so you know he I think he might have been embarrassed, and
yeah,
you know, it's one thing to talk to me, but like to talk to the world, And how the world knowing everything is different.
You're giving us too much credit, but I love it.
Yeah, you can give us all you want.
All right. Young lady, you have you a Merry Christmas, and I hope everything does get settled, at least through New Year, and then y'all start fussing again, okay?
All right, y'all. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. I don't know how I feel about that. Several different directions.
Yeah, you got to put like a time limit on it. Like, how long is this gonna take place?
Yeah, but like, you know, not. I mean, the weather here, at least locally, sucks. I don't want to doom. Oh God, bless.
Oh, I heard it too.
Yeah, no, that's not bad on that knee.
Well, it wasn't my knee.
Oh,
no, it was my knee. Oh, yikes! That hit right there on that spot.
That'd be your knee, your belly one.
You know. Think through our childhood, and we were talking about earlier, like, you know, credit becoming a thing in 89, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1989, credit scores.
Credit scores became a thing. And then, financially, like, this is a really, really tough time where, you know, pays down and everything else is up.
Yeah.
And, God, you don't want to look back and say, like, that was the modern day, I don't dare I say the D word, you know. Depression era.
Yeah.
You don't want, because then it's like, good God.
Yeah.
And plus, once you got to think too, if you're dealing with somebody who's maybe a little bit stubborn, their ego won't get out of their way and it hurts them. It could be one of those things where once dad says no, she's going to be like, okay, then I will never move back. I don't care if we have to go to shelter. You know how people get.
Yeah.
They don't want to admit that they need help or they think they're not really wanted.
Or you left them hanging at the worst time. I mean, that hurts somebody.
Yeah. And then there's this speculation that people think he realized he was on the radio. I absolutely do not think.
Yeah, it seems to me he realized his wife's not kidding and he didn't like it. That's the impression I was getting from it.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know why it's an issue for him.
Because, I mean, it's just, lack of better terms, it's being selfish.
I think a lot of parents nowadays, more so than maybe back in the day, especially more so nowadays, it's like they never want the kids to leave. I mean, my mom would do anything if she could live with me, and I'll be 38 this weekend.
That's sweet.
You think
really.
Back to, like,
kind of damaged.
The older days, or even up Highway 14 here locally, like when people have land, everybody would build, the family, everybody would build on the same land.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they would. That's why all those old country roads are named after the families that used to live on.
Yeah.
Old compounds.
Yeah.
John Denver.
Others.
Take me home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would not want that. I wouldn't want the availability to, like, drive the golf cart to, you know, or every time they drive by, need to cut gray.
Or just, yeah, right. You know, just to walk out there.
Yeah.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
B1's rule.
Turn it up.
On the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you, and we begin with this. The man who refers to himself as the most dangerous man in show business and Ace of Swords.
What?
He was hospitalized.
I've never heard that.
It was a Motorhead song.
Never heard anybody. That was Spades. I've never heard of anybody referred to as the Ace of Swords. Was he on Forged in Fire or something?
I don't know. Maybe he was in Motorhead.
Well, this man is a sword swallower, and he was hospitalized with injuries consistent with his trade. And he's a 59-year-old man in San Diego named Scott Nelson, a professional sword swallower.
I've known a couple of those.
Who's known as?
They were amateurs.
Morrigan the Mystic. And he's been performing at a Six Flags in Maryland. And this happened back on Halloween night. And that night he was hospitalized, and he says five swords scissored in my abdominal cavity, and it appears that I pierced the lobe of my liver. And if you see the pictures.
I've felt that way before, but it never involved a sword or an S word either.
If I can turn it there, but you see how he was.
God, Paige, why would you do that?
Want to hear from Scott real quick?
Why? Yeah, I do.
I swallowed five swords at once, but what had happened is I let go of the bunch too soon, and they scissored out inside of me, which means some of the blades went in different directions.
Woo!
You know, I always thought they were retractable swords. Something, they were pressing it down the back of their tongue or something, like, you know, the other different tricks.
No, they're legit. Like, like Captain Maybell, that guy swallowing swords and stuff.
Yeah. Mom's Mabley as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Nelson could not eat for a month. And he hasn't been able to work, obviously, because he's in the hospital and he's got
to. Does he have a GoFundMe I cannot donate to?
Yes. He says that he quit smoking and lost 50 pounds. He set up a GoFundMe for helping with his medical bills.
No!
And he's raised more than $4,000.
Hey, guys, my shoulder blade got ripped off. How? Well, on the weekends, I go hang by hooks in my belt at the back of my back.
Well, I mean, if you can't pay your bills, he needs it, unless he has insurance for it.
Hey, guys, I'd want to GoFundMe. I got my arm bitten off by a shark. I was out doing this excursion, swimming with the sharks. I thought it was going to be Mr. Wonderful and Barbara Corcoran. Turns out it's real sharks, guys. Here's my GoFundMe.
If you're looking at the left nipple, like, from the front view, and you look at, like, 8 o'clock, he's cut, like, all the way back to his shoulder.
Oh, yeah. It's awful.
Yeah, he says, you know, he's not out of the woods yet, although, you know, he's been doing okay in the hospital, and he hasn't been able to eat because, you know, his condition with the liver and everything.
Oh, poor thing.
Well, I mean, if you think of everything, I don't want to be graphic, but, you know.
Do it,
Paige.
Do it, you dirty woman.
No, I mean,
what about Houdini?
If you think of through the throat and all the way to the side, what he's pierced and impaled, I mean, it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But enough about Siegfried and Roy.
The organs. Well, this may be some exciting news for y'all. Travis Tritt announced a 2023 tour.
Oh.
With War Hippies and his daughter.
That's a weird name.
Yeah. Who are War Hippies and his daughter? I've never heard of that band.
And his daughter, Tyler Reese Tritt.
Oh.
Her name is Tyler?
Mm-hmm. Tyler Reese.
Tyler Reese Tritt. Man, that's got to be a weird kind of place to be in. They're not all going to be Miley's, you know?
We know he's not going to have Jelly Roll out there since they got a little feud going.
Yeah. Tritt's very anti-rap or hip-hop.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He had to correct himself.
The rap.
I'm surprised he'd say, you hippity-hoppity.
You might have Colin Weasel come play with him.
Oh, man. Yeah, because, I mean, like, what if Miss Yearwood and Lil G, they don't have kids together, right? Or they do. I feel like they're all
I know
all
he's
his.
Got girls, but I think he had them before her, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So they don't
yeah.
have any together.
Yeah.
What that child would have voice of an angel, oh, I feel yeah. like.
Money royalty. Like hell, too.
You want to hear a taste of Tyler Reese Trent?
Yes, I do.
Movie ever growing up.
Oh. I thought she was singing, my bad.
Messed up.
I guess she doesn't sing ever. My bad.
She has spoken word.
It looked like a music video to a song.
But you got the other thing. Old Rob Schneider's daughter's going to end up being more famous than
yeah,
he is.
She's really oh, yeah. talented. El King.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she can get work with Adam Sandler.
Yeah. She's. Yeah. All right. So, you know, we wish her well.
El Schneider. That wouldn't work, would it?
No. I ain't giving her credit if yeah. she's his seed.
Oh, come on. That's.
I mean, I imagine there might be some kind of jealousy there. If
yeah,
the
we
daughters...
wouldn't want people to feel that way about our kids.
Yeah, I can't believe he didn't. You know, he came back to town and didn't apologize.
Who?
Rob Schneider.
Oh,
no, I'm sure he remembers.
He was one of the special guests.
Mm-hmm. Along with Kevin Nealon.
Yep, and there's another one. I forget who it is.
Yeah, I can't
Joe
remember.
Dirt, I think.
Oh yeah, it might have been Joe Dirt.
It might have been.
Come on, Tyler, come out here and word this for me. It's reason enough for my daddy. To lay the bottle down. Hi, this is Tyler Reese Tritt.
Well, you saw Travis Tritt, didn't you, man? How was it?
From a distance. Horrible seating.
Did it sound good?
Yeah. I mean, it sounded good. It's just one of those places where an amphitheater is an amphitheater. A field mm-hmm. is a field.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say the aerodynamics of sound, also known as acoustics.
Yeah.
Not so good in just a field with a bunch of big speakers, but in an amphitheater, it's leveled. You know, it's like the pyramids back in Egypt. It was for concerts.
Yeah, it was.
Back in the day.
Well, do you want to know where you can see the Tritts?
Not really.
Where? I saw some Friday night, but.
Tyler Reese Tritt.
Where'd you see the Tritts on Friday night?
Paige found it.
This past Friday?
I did.
Yeah.
Adam and Travis.
Oh, okay.
They will be at Harris Cherokee.
Okay.
June 9th. So.
I want to know, is anyone in the room attended a concert there?
Nope.
No, I never have, man. I've just been there to gamble a couple times.
Yeah, me too. I've never experienced a concert there.
I've always wanted
to
go gamble and see a show, but I just haven't gotten there.
It's a nice size venue.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Even their little place where you can sit there and bet on games and watch them. It's like almost like a movie theater. It's real grand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have nice. It's a nice facility. It's a nice place.
I like the wooden white man standing outside holding the cigars.
No, he's the best.
I think that's cool.
That old boss hog looking thing. Don't they have live dealers now? I think they have liquor, too.
Do you think?
Yeah. It was a dry county. Yeah,
dude, that's where I bought that animal leg, and I don't know what it was.
Yeah, they do have liquor. They have beer. They have live dealers. Yeah, they
wow.
Have
stuff.
Never fear.
Imagine that.
They have elk running around with collars on.
Mm-hmm. The fun park had to suffer. That sucks.
Oh, yeah.
No more go-karts or mini golf.
Wow, what happened to it?
They just closed it down.
That's sad.
I don't think people take their kids as much.
Mm-mm.
None of the casino.
I read yesterday Ghost Town has officially slid off the mountain.
Oh, it's got to be close too.
No.
Sliding down further.
Say it isn't so.
Yeah.
Well, if you think that Bill Cosby's legal troubles were over when he got out of jail a while back, think again, because he's been accused of drugging and raping 5 women in a new lawsuit. Ooh. So he obviously denies all claims. And he's facing these charges and this lawsuit. The women claim that this happened during the show in the 80s and 90s. So
the Cosby Show?
Yes. Wow. One of the plaintiffs said that Cosby was able to take advantage of her. And she was a guest on the show as Miss Minifield in 1992.
It's coming from in the house.
I'm going to mark this one so you don't swap them out tomorrow.
Stupid chairs.
We should just, like, come up with some kind of punishment that involves WD-40 and then not use it for that and use it for the chairs.
Yeah.
So this person said that Bill Cosby allegedly drugged and assaulted her several times, including one time she woke up during a, quote, rape and found him trying to smother her with a pillow.
My God!
The other allegations, Cosby threw this woman down the flight of stairs, kicked her out, and was warning that he would destroy her career.
Jesus. Man.
I mean, he was a clean
comedian.
What
a monster, man. I'm shocked. A guy that would condemn others for using, you know, coarse language or whatever is sitting there doing, I mean, God.
Well, that's one of the traits of antisocial personality disorder, right? Basically, sociopathy, as it used to be known.
I don't know. I quit studying.
Sociopaths are often misdirect by accusing other people of doing stuff they do or shining light on somebody else's bad behavior to cover up their own.
And another one of the alleged victims say that...
That was a fart just then.
Oh, okay.
I totally didn't have to say anything either, but you thought it was a chair.
Well, you lifted up, I wasn't sure.
You she farted. Had a bit role as a cop on Cosby, and she alleges she was escorted by one of the employees on the set to Cosby's dressing room where he allegedly locked the door, grabbed her breast, kissed her neck, and pressed his penis against her back.
You can't kiss somebody's deck without permission.
Mm-mm. Back.
No. Oh.
So.
Crack.
He denies all allegations.
My pudding pop and my crack.
Bud.
He's never owned up to any of these, right? Not as one.
No, no.
Right? He's just looked the other way. Well, he cannot.
Dang it.
He's got that wonky eye.
Oh, he's blind now, too.
He will be cleared of any wrongdoing in the end of this.
Maybe. I mean, they let him out of jail. So.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way. There's no way that he did not do these. I'm not saying that he did them all because you know how some of these have been proven to be false in the past, not with him, but others seeking limelight or money.
Yeah.
But, you know. Will he be playing for the Browns next season? Okay.
All right. He might be.
I think I'll run out of money.
Okay, all right.
He's suspended at least the first 11 games, though. Maybe 12 for
him. Continuation from is O.J. still in Canton in the Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
I don't
he is.
Know. That's a good question, actually.
Well, Fred Goldman owns his bust now.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
He's going to go steal it back. Okay. You know, I told my kid the other day, it's like, talking about O.J., you know, like, I had no idea that he was not in jail for the murder, but more or less for stealing back his own memorabilia. Like, that was the charge why he went to jail.
Yep.
It wasn't anything to do with murder. Okay, let's just share a personal moment. Thank you.
Daddy
when
Juice.
When we come back, now call me Matt. When we come back, we're going to say, hey, famous people born just 18 days before Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Happy birthday.
More.
Suck it right after this. Good morning.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys. Break it
down. Live from callrob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Ever.
Time to say hello, famous people born on this day, December 7th. Happy birthday, or...
Suck it.
We begin with...
That's my chair.
A wrestler from Cincinnati, Ohio, John Moxley.
Oh, I was going to guess. Flying Brian.
Junior.
Not senior.
Big thing.
Who sings the version he comes out to?
The Trogs.
This is a girl.
Oh, I don't know. Then. No.
Paige, you met him. I don't know if you remember that or not. He was then known as Dean.
Is he good looking?
Dean, I think he's hot.
Oh.
Dean Ambrose.
Oh, yeah, he is. I think.
I will say that John Moxley is 33.
35?
33. 37 today. You got to remember how long you've been doing this. Been at for a while. The Shield was what, 10 plus years ago?
I got to remember nothing, buddy.
Boy, look at them now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all on top of the game.
Yeah, they are.
All stacked on top of Triple H, I mean.
One of them's on top of Rene Paquette.
Uh-huh.
Paquette.
He's got nice legs, man. How do you say it, Paquette?
I don't know.
Margin.
How about Terrell Owens celebrating today?
Tia.
Hall of Famer. Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Kicking ass at your local CVS.
Yeah. Played football 15 seasons. And he was on Dance with the Stars one time. Did not win. Sixth place.
He's doing the fan-controlled football now.
Yeah, he won't stop playing football. Ever. He's like Ricky Henderson of football.
My God. That means he's old.
He's a mock UTC.
Yeah.
Paige, go first. Please. Please, Paige.
I'm trying 55.
48.
49. He is 49 today. This next person is now very controversial. Sonny Tammy Lynn Sitch. Most recently in the news because she was driving under suspension or with no license, or drunk or whatever, impaired on drugs, and killed somebody.
When Ron Simmons said kick her out of the Hall of Fame?
I think so, yeah.
And then he followed up that with, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny. Did she have a fling with Bret Hart also, or is that just innuendo for wrestling?
She definitely did, I think, with Shawn Michaels, but then Shawn Michaels tried to make it seem like it was a Bret Hart or whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm. He reversed it on her.
Yeah.
She's got to be like 53.
50? Hanging out with Skip and Zip.
52.
I can't believe she killed a guy. Everybody's like, nobody said suck it. She's 50 today.
50, I got it.
How about she was drunk.
How about she's on drugs.
Oh my God, we're
how
terrible.
About Jeffrey Wright from Westworld? He's Commissioner Gordon, the new Batman. Well, James Gordon, the new Batman, the Batman. He's Hunger Games. He was Valentin Narcisse on Boardwalk Empire.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's the CIA guy from James Bond movies with Daniel Craig.
It was Basquiat.
Yeah.
Jean-Michel.
Uh-huh.
He had wild hair. He had like Booker T hair. It's crazy. Lisa Bonet hair. Booker not down T up hair. Here, up here, that kind. 60?
58.
59.
He's 57 today.
Okay. Damn.
Nine. Let's see. How about?
Give us a hint, dude.
How about the hick from French Lick? That'd be Larry Bird. Yeah.
Oh, that's Jeff's brother.
Did you see the new... I think it was Guinness. Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Commercial.
That's pretty good. Were you a tennis player?
It was the only thing, though, I don't know how many people see that and know. They put no, like, name on there. You know, how many people see that and realize, oh, yeah, that's Joe Montana or Joe Montana.
That was a great SNL bit.
Yeah, it was. But Larry Bird, though, I know this one. I did the math real quick. I remember his rookie year. I remember Indiana, the whole thing. Magic and him are at war. Mm-hmm. I know that he is 66 today.
65?
That's a shoot. I mean, that's real. He's paid. Go 66.
67.
He is 66 today.
Dang it.
I want to Lamont you right now.
79 NCAA National Championship.
That's right. They had heat.
He started in Indiana and transferred.
Jack's dead.
They should have went to Clemson.
Chrissy. Suzanne Summers' birthday.
It's Terry's birthday. Priscilla Barnes, former guest of the show, who talked through an entire commercial break and song without stopping and didn't realize that we weren't saying anything back to her.
No, that was Suzanne Summers.
Oh, no, it was Priscilla Barnes. I'm pretty sure it was Priscilla Barnes. The one who had three nipples and mall rats.
Maybe they both did it. Because I remember Suzanne Summers, we went to break, came back, and she was still talking, had no clue.
I'm pretty sure it was Priscilla Barnes.
You think of Gary Summers. First off,
from Antiques Roadshow,
and he owes me an appraisal.
That hippie. Well, who is it owes me $10,000 still?
That's Frank Trigg.
Frank Trigg. Yeah. I should have asked Wonder Boy for it the other day.
Good luck getting that. Pat Barry said he'd kick you in the leg too if you,
yeah.
If you want.
Just to get a little chuckle out of Fat Boy, I'll say 69.
72.
69.
She's 68. She also in Devil's Rejects. Remember that?
Oh, that's why we're interviewing her. Yeah.
That's why she's on the show. You're right. Yep. How about Johnny Bench, the Hall of Fame catcher from the Reds?
Oh.
Rookie in the year 1968.
Mm-hmm.
Big machine.
Part of the Big Red Machine, 75.
He endorsed something else. I forgot.
Rollins.
Yep. I think Blue Emu too. You won't stink.
What if he takes erection pills?
Maybe.
Men's Warehouse. Did he do that for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or one of those. Someplace sells suits. I don't know.
Something like that.
I hope to never wear a suit again in my life.
When I met him, he was wearing a Panama Jack hat. Mm-hmm. Looked very awkward.
It seems like he'd be all right. Maybe a little crotchety.
Well,
Joe Morgan probably.
The answer to the question was inadvertently just given. How about that?
Okay.
I'll go last.
75.
76.
Should have went with Fatboy Page. He is 75.
He is 75 today.
Dang it, man.
Yep.
You and these 1968, dude.
You and these rookies.
How about?
It's the only way I remember, really.
Ellen Burstyn.
Oh, God.
Who you may remember as the mama from The Exorcist.
Clean up on aisle four.
And the mama from Requiem for a Dream.
Ellen Burstyn again.
What a movie. I know it's pretty, baby, but I didn't take it out for air.
There was somebody, like, it wasn't her, but it was somebody where they were in a bunch of famous movies, and they said they made more in 1 year going and signing autographs at conventions than they ever did in movies their whole career.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
I bet Stanley B. Herman made a lot of money, too.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the ass-to-ass guy. He's also the guy in the Black Swan who's grabbing his crotch and then, you know, where they're alone in the subway.
Yeah.
I heard that it's still real to me, damn it. Wrestling fan is now, he has a page on OnlyFans because he has one. I will say.
He makes money, too.
I have no clue. 80?
82?
81.
Who are we guessing?
Joe Beth Williams?
Dang it, Stanley B. Herman.
The mom.
From what?
The Exorcist.
There you go. She's 90 today.
90?
Yeah.
You a liar.
That no way.
She's 90.
That's not, I mean, I'm not.
Unless there's a typo on the sheet I'm looking at.
I'm thinking, okay, never mind. I was thinking Ellen Barkin.
I was thinking the mom from Baby's Kids. Oh. You were thinking Ellen Barkin. Yeah. Big Easy. Remember that
she
movie?
Was born in 1932 in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, my dogs are bursting. Ah.
Her name, her given name at birth was Edna Ray Galluli.
Oh.
Galluli?
Galluli, not spelled the same.
Like Jeff?
Yeah. Like Gil-U-Li. Yeah, Galluli.
Gil-U-Li.
Might have been Gil-U-Li. Yeah,
sounds like an expensive dish in an Italian restaurant. Uh-huh. I'll go with the Galluli.
How old is she again?
90.
There you go.
You got 2 points now. Just because you remembered.
I get to leave first in the parking lot today.
Hell yeah, you do.
You ain't going to beat old Niner out there.
You might.
Not possible.
You might.
No, not possible to do.
Pack up my things.
They already started.
That's just because it's a bottle of water.
I was going to say, you just throw it in the trash? I carry a backpack with a pair of headphones in it.
Yeah. I just leave mine on that empty chair over there that has my papers on it.
Oh, and your dress is there in the corner, too.
And my dog mask.
Oh, yeah. Dog. D-O-G.
D-O-G, yeah. The other mask is, I think, back in the office.
You don't got your scary lunchbox with you?
No, it's on the counter. I just haven't been carrying much lunch.
Well, that season's over.
Mm-hmm.
Carry your decapitated Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you to everybody who called and Facebook and Snapchatted and text and the whole deal. We appreciate that. Tomorrow is Thursday. And if it jinxes it, it jinxes it. Allegedly, we're going to hear from the daughter, who is the one attempting to move back in with mom and dad. So we wanted to hear from the mom. The daughter wants to come on and tell us her point of view tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
What she thinks about the whole thing. Because some of it, quote, is being blown out of proportion. I don't know which one's being blown out. Back in the day, they meant make your hair bigger.
Yeah,
get my hair blowed out.
Yeah, get my hair blowed out, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they love doing this.
She will be on tomorrow at some point. We pitched her being on 8 o'clock hour Eastern time, so if she is, that's what time it'll be, 7 o'clock Central. But an all-new Facebook fussing. 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, and that'll be on the live video stream. You can get not only a podcast of this show, but a brand spanking new episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys as well. What did we call this one?
The Kitchen Sink.
The Kitchen Sink.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Thank you. I think it's clever. When you listen to it, you'll know it's clever.
Well, you'll also understand why it took me a moment to understand why it's called that.
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Tickle it, guys. It's good. Thank you.
Day P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.